Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Calm Your Mind with Food. A revolutionary guide to controlling your anxiety is a practical health and nutrition book by Yuma Naidoo, MD, a Harvard-trained psychiatrist, nutritional psychiatry specialist, and professionally trained chef. The book belongs to the growing field of nutritional psychiatry, which studies how diet, metabolism, inflammation, and the gut microbiome interact with mental health. Its central purpose is to help readers understand anxiety as a whole body condition rather than only a brain-based disorder. While showing how food choices can support emotional regulation, Naidoo presents nutrition as a complementary tool, not a substitute for appropriate medical care, therapy, or medication when needed. The book combines accessible explanations of emerging science with concrete dietary guidance, meal planning principles, and recipes. Its distinctive contribution is the connection it draws between clinical psychiatry and everyday cooking. Translating complex biological pathways into realistic choices at the grocery store, in the kitchen, and at the table. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the gut-brain axis as a central pathway for anxiety control. A major focus of Calm Your Mind with Food is the gut-brain axis, the two-way communication system, linking the digestive tract, the nervous system, immune signaling, and mood regulation. Naidoo explains that the gut is not merely a site of digestion, but a biologically active environment shaped by trillions of microbes. These microbes influence the production and regulation of compounds relevant to stress response, inflammation, and emotional balance. The practical implication is that food affects anxiety partly by changing the conditions in which gut bacteria thrive. Diets rich in fiber, plant diversity, fermented foods, and nutrient-dense ingredients tend to support microbial diversity. While highly processed foods and excess added sugar can encourage patterns associated with inflammation and metabolic disruption. The book does not reduce anxiety to a simple digestive problem, but it makes the case that the gut is one of the most accessible intervention points. This emphasis helps readers see why consistent dietary patterns matter more than isolated superfoods. Secondly, inflammation, immunity, and metabolism as drivers of mental health vulnerability, Naidoo broadens the discussion of anxiety by connecting it to inflammation, immune function, and metabolic health. This is important because anxiety is often discussed only in terms of thoughts, personality, or neurotransmitters. The book presents a wider model in which chronic low-grade inflammation can influence the brain environment and may worsen vulnerability to anxiety and depression. It also discusses metabolic signals, including leptin, as part of the link between the central nervous system and the body. In this framework, the quality of the diet matters because certain eating patterns can either aggravate or reduce inflammatory pressure. Highly processed foods, excess refined carbohydrates, and unhealthy fats are treated as risk amplifiers, while nutrient-dense whole foods are presented as protective inputs. The reasoning is not that a single meal directly cures anxiety, but that repeated dietary choices shape the biological background against which stress is experienced. This makes nutrition a long-term regulatory strategy rather than a quick symptom hack. Thirdly, the six pillars create a structured approach rather than a restrictive diet. The book organizes its recommendations around six pillars for calming the mind, a structure that turns nutritional psychiatry into a usable decision-making framework. Rather than presenting anxiety nutrition as a rigid diet with one approved menu, Naidoo uses the pillars to help readers think in categories such as what to add, what to reduce, how to support the gut, and how to build sustainable habits. This matters because anxiety itself can make strict dietary programs counterproductive. A rule-heavy approach may increase worry, guilt, or all-or-nothing thinking. By using pillars, the book encourages gradual improvement and personalization while still grounding choices in biological mechanisms. The framework also allows the reader to connect different ideas in the book, including microbiome health, inflammation, nutrients, metabolic balance, and meal planning. Its usefulness lies in translation. Readers do not need to memorize every scientific detail to apply the core logic. They can ask whether a meal supports stability, diversity, and nourishment, or whether it pushes the body toward volatility. Fourthly, anxiety-supporting foods are presented through nutrients and everyday cooking. A practical strength of Calm Your Mind with Food is its attention to specific foods and nutrients while avoiding the impression that one ingredient is a cure. Naidoo discusses anxiety-supporting choices that range from familiar nutrients such as vitamin C to less common additions such as ashwagandha. The broader principle is that mental health nutrition depends on patterns of nourishment, colorful plant foods, fiber-rich ingredients, herbs and spices, healthy fats, and foods that help maintain blood sugar stability. The book also addresses foods to limit, especially those associated with inflammation or metabolic instability. This dual focus is useful because many diet books emphasize either restriction or supplementation, while Naidoo gives readers a more complete culinary logic. since she is also a chef, the food guidance is connected to flavor, preparation, and recipes rather than remaining at the level of nutrient lists. That culinary dimension matters for adherence. A diet that is theoretically beneficial but unpleasant or impractical is unlikely to become a stable part of anxiety management. Lastly, personalized meal planning keeps the book grounded in real-life use. The book includes guidance for building an individual anti-anxiety meal plan, which reflects one of its most realistic assumptions: people differ in preferences, health status, culture, budget, and access to food. Naidu does not position nutritional psychiatry as a one-size-fits-all prescription. Instead, she encourages readers to adapt the core principles to their own lives. This is especially relevant because anxiety can coexist with digestive conditions, medication use, eating difficulties, or time constraints. A personalized plan allows food to become supportive rather than another source of pressure. The recipes and meal planning tools also serve an educational purpose. They show how abstract recommendations such as improving nutrient density or supporting the microbiome can become breakfast, snacks, dinners, and pantry habits. The book is most responsible when read as complementary care. Its methods can support therapy, medication, sleep, exercise, and stress management, but they should not be treated as a replacement for professional treatment in severe or persistent anxiety. In conclusion, Calm Your Mind with Food is best suited for readers who want a science-informed but practical approach to anxiety management, especially those interested in the relationship between food, the gut microbiome, inflammation, and mood. It will also be useful for clinicians, caregivers, and wellness professionals who want an accessible overview of nutritional psychiatry without relying only on academic literature. The practical benefit is that it gives readers a way to translate emerging research into daily choices: what to keep in the kitchen, how to think about meal patterns, and how to reduce foods that may worsen biological stress. The intellectual benefit is its broader model of anxiety as a condition shaped by brain, gut, immune, and metabolic systems, compared with many nutrition books. It stands out because Naidu brings together three perspectives rarely combined with equal authority: psychiatry, nutritional science, and professional cooking. Compared with many mental health books, it offers a concrete behavioral pathway that can complement standard care. Its strongest value is not the promise of a simple dietary cure, but the disciplined argument that food is a meaningful, modifiable part of mental health strategy. If you would like to support Uma Naidu MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.